the service, was it? Chuck, I just want to check on Webster. To be sure, you know, I got the report from Dean, you know, about these five violations and all the rest, and I said, well, I'll stick by him if he wants to fight.
Well, it's a little bit like Bill Casey's situation. What he has, Mr. President, he had a very minor thing, which was where they filed a tax lien. That was $200, but that was nothing.
I don't forget that one. Yeah, the other
about the others?
Where he, after audit, they disagreed with deductions he had taken.
Right.
And I don't know all the details, but he said, you know, he argued it out, and they had an audit in 67, 66, and he was in those days making a lot of money, and so $5,000 or $6,000 deficiency.
Yeah. My point is this. Do we stick with him?
Well, I think he's the best man for the job, Mr. President.
Yeah, let's start with that. Fine.
Okay, I think he's the best man for the job. Let me, however, disqualify myself in one respect. I've known Webster very, very well. And if he goes into the IRS, I've told him, and I don't stand to gain from this, but I've told him that I would watch his practice for him. I would help him, you know, by taking the young associates out of his office and just keeping it for him. So, in one sense, I suppose I have a...
Right, well, now forget all that. Forget
financial interest.
For that, should we stand by him or not?
I would, yes, sir.
Fine. All right, we're standing by him.
So,
the point is, I told Schultz that, you know, all these assholes that want to run away from people.
But don't forget, you know, he was audited during the time the Democrats were in here, and when he was a very active Goldwater Republican and a Baker Republican.
Right.
And ran lawyers for Nixon.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'm all for him, and I just don't want him to take the fight and not run into the situation I did with the, you know, Haynesworth and Carswell, where they didn't stand up and fight.
They'd have a hell of a job. You see, the reason, I'm sorry about the tax bar and your former partner, Alexander.
Oh, screw Alexander. I don't give a shit what he thinks. Well, I couldn't care less.
Webster's published more goddamn books on tax law that I've got a slew of them here, and he holds these annual conferences. Totally qualified professionally. What the hell? The guy.
Yeah.
The trouble is, the guy's from East Tennessee, and he's not
right.
Although he went to Harvard Law School, he's not.
Right.
He's not the stereotype. That,
right.
Good. Cravath, Swain, and
all right, fine.
Partner.
But your advice is to go forward. Fine.
Yes, sir. Although I do qualify. I mean, I want you to know that
it'll be a hell of a fight.
Well, no. I want you to know that since proposing him to you, I have told him I would take over his practice.
Well, I don't give a shit about
that.
I don't give one goddamn about that.
I
take over his practice.
But I don't, believe me.
I don't give a damn about that. I hope you do take over his practice. Now, the second point is with regard to our friend from Illinois.
Yes, sir.
Richard, I asked him whether he wanted anything. He said, well, he told Chuck and this and that and the rest, but I haven't heard a damn thing.
Well, the thing he'd like to do, which I mentioned briefly to Bob and John, and I don't know whether I mentioned it to you, at Kiva's game was the FCC. He'd like to go on that if he could become chairman. Of course, he'd be tremendous.
Why not?
Oh, he'd jolt the hell out of the network.
Well,
he's in the communication.
FCC.
Yeah, he'd be great at that. And
the difficulty is we got Birch there. How are we going to get rid of him?
Well, Birch has to leave by the end of this year in order to become, if he's going to run for the Senate in Arizona, and he says he is.
Well, why don't we just put Bradshaw on,
yes,
and then promote him up?
That would be the way.
Bradshaw hates him, doesn't he?
Oh, he despises the networks. He would kill him. He would do, I mean, Jesus, would die with a guy like
that. All right, follow through on that.
He's got enough money that he doesn't have to.
Yeah, follow through on that with our people. If that's what he wants, that is what he's going to get.
Well, he would be great at that. We can put him into the Nicholas Johnson vacancy. When Nick Johnson, the Democrat, the crazy...
But that is in June.
That's right. But in June, we put him in that and then move him up to Birch's spot when Birch leaves. And
right.
Dave is wealthy enough that he wouldn't...
All right, fine. Let's work that out. That's what I want to do.
All
okay.
Right. I hope your leg is all right, Mr. President.
Oh, shit. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I noticed you limping a little bit when you left tonight. That's a...
Well, I've got this... I've got a pretty bad cut. It's all right. But, you know, these people, the second night, the third night, and this night, my daughters, as I told you, and Mrs. Dixon said, you know, they're so different from the people we saw the first night, whom they love, because they're all of our old friends.
That's right.
But these have got, you know...
They've got verve.
Schmaltz, and, you know, and what do you call it? What the Jewish people call it?
Schmaltz.
Chutzpah. ever saw. What'd you think?
Well, of course, I know about half of the ones that were there today. I've known all of the ones that were earlier this week. They're lovers. I mean, when they do something, it's for love. I mean, McCarroll, who seconded you down there today,
right,
with his wife, and he's just, God bless the president.
Well, did they have a good time, though?
At home.
You know, you see, all they do is shake hands with, but I hope they get them nice, you know,
refreshments were lovely, Mr. President.
Refreshments.
And I had all the rest and the music and everything. Well, it was beautiful. Of course, Mrs. Nixon has done such a spectacular job with the house this year. Everything is perfect, yes. Everything.
They all felt good about coming, did they?
They felt great about coming. And the thing that interests me, and maybe we're still in the glow of the election, I don't know, these people would go to their, they'd march off a cliff for you. It's incredible. That over at Blair House last night, the conversation during dinner and then the feeling afterwards, and everybody coming up, and you know, the difference with the Republicans is that, and it's terrible because
I've
been a Republican all
the time. We know them, we love them.
But they're always bitching, they're always negative. They never,
well, like you said, when you went to your old club and found that they were always bitching, and why should they be bitching?
I know.
Good God, I'm fighting for their goddamn causes.
But these people,
what were they bitching about that night? What was it?
Oh, well, they were bitching that we've been too
taxes.
Too cozy, too friendly with labor, that you play golf with Meany, but never with the business people. And,
oh, screw up.
Well,
Jesus.
Yeah, I know, that's awful.
Awful.
But this crowd last night, God, they are wonderful. I mean, those labor guys, and they're in our corner. I just
we'll get
no question of it.
Well, hold them. Old Fitz, for example, I had a lot of his people who, and I mentioned him to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, they all know.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe T and the rest.
Well,
we're going to have them forever.
Yes, they're great. Oh, we are. Oh, no doubt about that. My God, I that's one organization that I'm going to see that we control.
All right.
Fitz and I have already started to clean out. We're getting rid of Gibbons. We're going to put...
The thing that pleased me was what Brennan said when he said, you know, he went game to the line. He said, I think you should know that I went to 8 offices. I didn't have your picture up. I put your picture up. As he said, I put your picture up. Now, God damn it, is that really true? Here we have had Schultz, and we've had Schultz and Hodgson, both Nixon loyals. Why the hell didn't they put my picture up? Now, tell me.
They don't think this way, Mr. President. But let me tell you what Brennan did. He went over there, and he walked through a few offices. He couldn't find your picture. So he turned to Bob Armeo, very, very bright young Italian lad out of Rockefeller's office, and he's bringing down here with him, and he said, Bob, go tell the front office, Hodgson, that by 9 tomorrow morning, I want the president's picture in every office in the Labor Department. By 9 tomorrow morning, he said they were running through the halls trying to clip out pictures out of magazines. They ran out of pictures of the president. But it's an order, and it's in effect right now. And Hodgson said, Jesus, you know, he went long.
Hodgson didn't do it.
No, but he never think of it. Brennan goes over there and he says, by God, we're going to have American flags. We're going to have American flags throughout this building. We're going to have pictures of the President of the United States. And there'll be no pictures of Kim.
And you see, Schultz didn't have any. And neither did Hodgson. And both are totally loyal.
Well,
what the hell's the trouble?
Well, you remember what I told you when we talked about labor, that somebody has to go in there and clean them out. And he's got 100 people that he's targeted to remove. BLS has now been, Moore's gone.
Is it?
Oh, yes, he's
great.
And we accepted. You accepted his resignation. And
right.
We cleaned out all but one. We had to leave one assistant secretary in. And, of course, Ossery, depending on what counts does, we'll keep in. If he wants to stay, which I think he does. Although Ossery should go over to that job that counts now has. But Brennan has just gone in there. There's going to be, he's told them all, no more pictures of Kennedy. He found out Kennedy pictures. There'll be no more Kennedy pictures.
That's right.
They'll all be Nixon pictures. President Nixon is the president. An American flag will be flown in the office.
How does Brennan feel? Was he pleased about the two evenings?
He is just so upbeat, Mr. President. He feels great. And, of course, he loves these kind of things. I mean, those dinners he loved because they, well, he, you know, he really
loves. Tomorrow night he'll love it, too.
Of course he will. And he loves what's happening, that he's being, that he's, he is opening the doors. He knows.
You know, we've changed. We're changing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whoever thought 4 years ago labor guys would be in this house, you know, with their, you know, the interesting thing is their wives and themselves. The thing that impressed me, most of them have tears in their eyes.
Yeah.
It was a goddamn, this thing, that's what my wife said.
Oh,
who knows? And Julie, of course, is so sentimental. said they were so nice, Daddy. They were such nice people.
Well, they're
warm. They're Republicans.
They're warm. They're warm. They're feeling, and they really identify with you, and I must say, with
the country.
Well, the country, and with Mrs. Nixon and Julie, too. That was
right.
It's lovely, because those women, my God, a couple of them said, we'll never be the same, and Mrs. Galtieri, I watched her. I'd give anything to a film of that. She was
that night,
just
yeah,
following you and as you every move, and I watched her, and all of a sudden a tear came down, and I went over to her, and I didn't know what it was. I could tell by the look in her face, and she said, "I love that man. I love him." And it's just, you know, so, and they all mean it, and they're just they're great. It's been the press is having fun. They were trying to find out this afternoon, all of those witches over there were trying to find out from the press corps, where did this list come from, and they were buzzing. They'd never seen a group like this coming through the White House.
Well, this is the Jackson thing, you know?
Yes, sir.
People coming in, no mud in their shoes, but this is the new majority.
It's the new majority.
Did the press get the point?
Well, I put it for them, grab me, Helen Thomas, and that ball from Newsweek, and somebody,
bitch, right.
Some other bitch I've never seen.
Wow.
And they all said, where'd this list come from? And I said, this is the middle of America. This is the cross section. This is the new majority.
Right.
They were all, how come we don't see many blacks here? And I said, well,
there were blacks. We've got about five or six,
sir. I pointed them out. But they're, you know, you can tell the press, this is killing the press corps, Mr. President.
Is it really?
Oh, sure, because what they're seeing is the Nixon majority, and they're seeing middle America coming into the White House, and these bitches who write for the Post and the New York Times want to write about all the Mrs. Tootley-Foots and her minks coming in from New York, you know, and the beautiful people.
All of a sudden, they see ordinary people coming in.
Instead of the beautiful people of the Kennedy era, what they're seeing are the John McCarrolls, who's a
great
welder and a foreman out in the United Auto Workers plant.
And the point is, the president likes them, and they like him.
That's right. Oh, my God.
They get that across?
Yes, sir, and I steered a couple like McCarroll over to the press, because, Christ, he talks about you like he talks about God. I mean, he's just... So he
remembers the telephone call and all the rest.
Oh, sure. Mike. Oh, God. And, of course, that speech, that great speech, the second speech. But, you know, I tried to steer a few of those type to the press, because they're the enthusiasts who really can spell it out, and they love it. It's a great thing.
We're not going to win the press, but we're going to win these people.
Oh, you've got these people.
Well, they are ours, and then we're going to work on all of them.
Well, we just...
Old Fitz, we got him, haven't we?
Oh, solidly.
He said, it's between you and me. You know what he really said about this fellow?
I think I did. I think I heard it. Gibbons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I heard it.
Put his and his wife in here. I said, what happened to Gibbons? Fuck him, he wasn't with us.
With it. That's the way he feels. He's dying for me to get in with him now, because he says, you know, he wants me in as his counsel so we can... He said he wants to clean them all out. He said he wants nothing but Fitzsimmons, Nixon, loyalists, and Fitz just says to me, we're going to clean them up, get rid of all the people that we can't trust, and get clean people, young people, good people, Joe T types who are... Honest, get some young ones in.
Good.
And that's a powerful organization, Mr. President. That'll be at 3 million people by the end of next year.
Fine. How are you getting your count? Have we lost or gained?
I haven't got anything since I talked to you yesterday.
Down at the Arizona count. Get that worked out.
Yeah, you'll see Scammon on Sunday. He's coming to the church service. He give him a little nudge, because I'm relying on him now to get me the last three or four that'll be settled. It's going to be there. Damn it, I know it is. Missouri's the big sleeper, and they're where it's not all in. And I'm just convinced on that final canvas we'll pick up what we need to edge by that Johnson margin. Missouri now, we won't have the tell us until the... Let's see, I got the note here, the 18th, I guess. Yeah, 18th.
Longer.
No, that's 18th. That's Monday. If we get it, if we get that Monday, I'll know then whether we're over or not. But West Virginia, they say now is, they've had some problems still. So they were supposed to have been, and they're not in. So I don't have anything
But what about Arizona getting that $30,000?
Well, that Scammon is working on for me, because they have to go back and redo their own calculations. And Dick may have that. Dick was out of town today. I tried to reach him, but he may have that by over this weekend.
Oh,
or
we
Monday.
Need it.
We'll get it up there. One way or another, we'll get it up there. I'd love to. I'd just put all the frosting on, wouldn't it?
Fine.
But it's, God, when you see people like this.
I loved them.
Yeah, well, you really, what it really proves, Mr. President, is the wisdom of the strategy. You know, the issues that got these people who are standing up for the country. I remember when people around here thought it was kind of corny to wear that American flag. Well, God, that was the smartest thing.
No, I wore one tonight.
Oh, you notice a hell of a lot in the line are wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two nights.
They noticed, too.
Oh, damn right.
Having Bobby was good.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was damn good. And Pete. But we're
incidentally, we launched Scally tonight. They
saw that in the Star, and that's great.
That's great.
Oh, marvelous. God, that's just, that has great effect on the Italian Scally.